Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Oh, what a beautiful Wednesday it is. And yes, you're listening to Just For You. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 11 o'clock. Those were sounds coming there from Yolanda Adams, Fragile Heart. And before her, Zodwa Mahlangu, Favor In My Name. Now, family, I did mention that I'll be talking to Mr. Steve Mabona, and we're talking about the online registration in Gauteng. Mr. Mabona, good morning.
Good morning, and to all our listeners, ma'am.
I hope that all is well with you today. You're warm.
All is well. We are warm. Yesterday it was a little bit cold, and we had to be launching our program and welcoming our children who were enjoying their food, you know, with the refrigerators, but they are back now.
Oh, we are so glad. We were so worried about them going back to school in these cold weathers. But I understand that now we are talking about the grade 1 and 8 online admissions application period for 2025. Tell us a little bit more about this. I understand there are 5 steps to follow.
Yes, indeed. We are actually opening the system tomorrow, 8 o'clock. The system will be open. The parents or guardians need to go through to www.gdeadmissions.gov.za. So that's the address that they will have to utilize to log on into the portal.
Right.
And it requires a seamless process, really. You start by registering your credentials. You move into registering the learner.
Mm-hmm.
Then, because you will then use your address, that is your home address, and schools will then pop up. So you will then be in a position to choose 3 or 5 schools that you need to apply to, and it will confirm your application. And then at the end, you need to upload your document.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you are not ready to upload documents, you can still upload them because you have 7 days to do so.
Mm-hmm.
But we normally advise parents to do everything, you know, even upload documents, because you tend to forget or to not know when is your, you know, day 7, and you find yourself saving problems. So it's easy to upload documents, or failing which you can still submit those documents at the school that you've applied to.
Oh, so you can do that?
Yes.
Oh, all right. And so once you go into the portal, I understand there's a POPI Act, something that you need to fill in there as well, that parents need to be aware of?
No, it's just a matter of us, you know, safeguarding ourselves that we are mindful of POPI and we will not utilize your information without your
permission.
So you acknowledge that because it's an assurance,
mm-hmm.
you know, that say this is what we are aware of. So you just click there and you move on. So it's not a matter of us having to spend a lot of time on that. And it should be out of the system. Those parents that cannot assist, they cannot be in a position to apply for themselves. They can still go to our centers. We have just over 80 centers.
Mm.
In every area, there's a center, or you can go to schools. There should be a person to assist you. So
all
it's important to at least call, you know, the call center and understand on where your center will be. So our call center is 0800-000-789. 0800-000-789. So if they call that number, they should be in a position to know where they can go. I'm talking about those that cannot...
Who do not have access to internet and stuff like that.
Internet and all that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we just want to discourage them from going to internet cafe.
All right. Tell us about that. What happens at the internet cafe?
No, those who have realized that in the, you know, past experience will teach you things that... Some parents will complain about them not being in the system, but they went there, they were assisted, you know, to apply.
Mm.
And the other thing, you know, information It's not secured, really. I mean, you find yourself married to someone that you don't even know. So there's a lot of things that are happening around internet cafes.
Okay.
So we are discouraging parents from utilizing them.
All right. In the previous years, I have experienced a lot of parents being anxious whenever they have to apply. And this season, for those parents, is hideous. Oh, it's tedious. Yeah, that's the right word. It's not hideous, but tedious. How do we calm our parents down and help them in this regard? Because some have had bad experiences. When they have to apply again, it's like, yo, so ala pants, foot. Because some have applied, but their children were not placed, and they found themselves also struggling to put their children in school. And some resorted to even online schooling, but they wanted their children to be with their peers in school. So how do we make it easier and not so tedious for parents and help them calm and ease on their anxiety?
No, it's not about the system. It's about the capacity.
Okay.
Surely, we will not be in a position to accommodate everyone who apply to a certain school. So oftentimes, you find parents who would have applied to probably 3 high-pressure schools.
Yeah.
Parents who just select only those. And that's why we're encouraging parents to say, please give us 5 at least.
Yeah.
Because out of the 5, you have 3 high pressure. We know that the 2 in the event, you are not accommodated there, then you still give you space. And it's school that you would have chosen. And you can't say, no, my number one is this and that. Because we don't know what is your number one. We're seeing 5 schools, which we, looking at the pressure of capacity, then we'll be in a position to allocate you space. So we've actually tried our level best to accommodate everyone, but the challenge that we had was those that would have applied late.
I mean,
the system is going to close on the 12th of August, but there are those parents that will come, you know, when we started the placement period in September, because on the 16th of September, we're starting with the placement process. There are those that will come and say, I did not apply. When are you opening the system again? So those they will get then schools that are very much far from them, because most of the schools will be full at that time. So then there's an expectation that we then must assist them, and then they'll be complaining to say, you gave me a school that is far, but without telling that, no, actually I applied late. So those are the challenges that we find.
Right.
So it's easy. So first come, first serve. But it's important that you apply during the
Within this period that's still open.
Within the application period. You can even apply on the last day. If you are closer to a school, you're talking about your home address, no one will say you've applied on the 12th, so the school is full already. No, that's not the criteria.
How can
The criteria is the home address. If you are closer to a school, that's your first advantage. Second advantage is the previous school that is closer to where you want your child to go, like for instance for high school.
All right.
And if there's a sibling, whether in the primary or secondary, then there's an advantage. And then the third one is when you work around that school. Before we move to within 30-kilometer radius, and then we move beyond 30-kilometer radius.
All right. So how can I make sure that my application has gone through? Will I get a report back to say, bona, go on, get Ruchan Laminwan?
At the end.
Yeah.
At the end of your application, you receive an SMS that confirms that you have applied.
With the names of the schools that you have applied to as well?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. So it's important that you don't change your number during this period. You try not to lose it, your phone, but also your credentials. Write them somewhere and put them there, because often a time when we provide parents with space from the 16th of September, some will struggle to go back into the system to go accept.
Oh, because they don't have the right credentials.
Yes, because some parents will receive probably two allocations of space.
Okay.
Then they need to choose one. So that, they need to go back into the system
okay.
and choose. But those that would have applied to you know, one school, and they know that they are very close to that school. They know where that the school will not accommodate them. They will, when once they receive that SMS, the SMS will just say the child is placed at this school. Yeah, so that's how the system works.
All right. One of the family members of Radio Pulpit says, Swangile, hi, thank you for this topic. I thought that the feeder school method worked much better. What happened to that?
we are still using the feeder zones.
Okay.
The feeder zones are determined by the school and their governing body. They will look at the area and they have a boundary to say, our school, this is the catchment, if I can simplify it. This is our catchment. We will take people in this area and they demarcate that in their feeder zone. So that's what we utilize. Unless she is referring to the 5-kilometer radius, which we've outdone that one, it's not applicable anymore. So that's how we work. The feeder zones, yes, they're still in place.
All right. Ntate Mabona, just a recap to what our parents need to remember. I know that they need to start now, like tomorrow. It opens tomorrow up until in August the 12th. So they have to register within that period. What more else should our parents be aware of during this time?
No, what is important is the address. So sometimes we have problems with, addresses. It's very much key. Parents need to give us, their address. Because schools now, what they do, they do what we call verification process. They go to an extent of visiting those homes that they are given, and if we don't find the child there, then it becomes a problem. So those are the things that we really need to caution about.
Okay.
Just make sure that we apply during this period from tomorrow up until the 12th of August, so that when we start with the placement process, we know that majority of our, parents have applied. It becomes easy for us to manage the process.
And again, those numbers again for parents who can do it online and those who need clarity on certain matters on this, on the application?
0800 000 789.
Thank you so much, Ntate Mabona. We wish all parents and even the department a smooth ride when it comes to the application that's opened or it's opening tomorrow up until the 12th of August. Thank you so much for talking to us.
Thank you very much.
And family, I hope that as you will be applying for your children, may the Lord Holy Spirit also be part of all that process, help you. I've heard of parents saying this is really a tedious exercise. It's not easy. But hey, may the Lord Holy Spirit make it easy. May His wisdom also be there with you. But do remember that if you can't do it online for yourself or on your own, you can just call the number 0800 000 789. It's 0800 000 789. And do remember that that's where you can find out more on where you can go to do the application. You can go and do it at the school, that's what he mentioned, and at some centers that are chosen as well. We are connecting now to Pastor, Apostle Anthony Halley, and we're talking about occupying until our Lord Jesus Christ comes. We're talking business matters, and do join us.
You're at 657 AM, Radio Caring, 24 hours a day.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and life, a winning team on the road to eternity.